Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, June 26, 2019 is 1907 Tiflis Bank Robbery. The 1907 Tiflis Bank Robbery, also known as the Erevan Square Expropriation, was an armed robbery on June 26, 1907 in the city of Tiflis in the Tiflis Governorate in the Caucasus Viceroyalty of the Russian Empire, now Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. A bank cash shipment was stolen by Bolsheviks to fund their revolutionary activities. The robbers attacked a bank stagecoach and surrounding police and military using bombs and guns while the stagecoach was transporting money through Erevan Square, now Freedom Square, between the post office and the Tiflis branch of the State Bank of the Russian Empire. The attack killed 40 people and injured 50 others, according to official archive documents. The robbers escaped with 341,000 rubles, equivalent to around US$3.86 million in 2017. The robbery was organized by a number of top-level Bolsheviks, including Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Maxim Litvinov, Leonid Krasin, and Alexander Bogdanov, and executed by a party of revolutionaries led by Stalin's early associate Ter Petrosian, Komo. Because such activities were explicitly prohibited by the Fifth Congress of the Russian Social Democratic Labour Party, RSDLP, the robbery and the killings caused outrage within the party against the Bolsheviks, a faction within the RSDLP. As a result, Lenin and Stalin tried to distance themselves from the robbery. The events surrounding the incident and similar robberies split the Bolshevik leadership, with Lenin against Bogdanov and Krasin. Despite the success of the robbery and the large sum involved, the Bolsheviks could not use most of the large bank notes obtained from the robbery because their serial numbers were known to the police. Lenin conceived of a plan to have various individuals cash the large bank notes at once at various locations throughout Europe in January 1908, but this strategy failed, resulting in a number of arrests, worldwide publicity, and negative reaction from European social democrats. Komo was caught in Germany shortly after the robbery but successfully avoided a criminal trial by feigning insanity for more than 3 years. He managed to escape from his psychiatric ward but was captured 2 years later while planning another robbery. Komo was then sentenced to death for his crimes, including the 1907 robbery, but his sentence was commuted to life imprisonment. He was released after the 1917 revolution. None of the other major participants or organizers of the robbery were ever brought to trial. After his death, a grave and monument to Komo was erected near Erevan Square in Pushkin Gardens. This monument was later removed, and Komo's remains moved elsewhere. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 037 UTC on Wednesday, June 26, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1907 Tiflis Bank Robbery. This podcast is produced by Obolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Obolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.